Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 29th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. It's a beautiful Thursday and this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, waiting on God. Waiting on God. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 18. Hymn 18, praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job chapter 9 to chapter 12. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 27. Psalm 27 verse 14, which says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Psalm 37 verse 4. To 7. Psalm 37 from verse 4 to 7. From verse 4 it reads, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. It will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in the book of Genesis chapter 18 from verse 2 to 8, after Abraham set a meal before his divine visitors, he stood by them and watched them eat. Even though Abraham probably sensed that there was something divine and powerful about them, he did not begin to burden them with tales of his problems, such as his childlessness. Instead, he attended to their needs and waited on them in case they needed anything else. This is the kind of fellow that God goes all the way to provide for. Someone who can truly wait on the Lord and is willing to attend to his needs first. God is looking for genuine worshippers who can patiently stay in his presence and fellowship with him without being in a hurry to make demands, like we see in John chapter 4 from verse 23 to 24. Are you the kind of worshipper? In life, people wait for different things at different times, such as waiting in a doctor's office for consultation and waiting in traffic for hours. However, despite the fact that many Christians do not mind waiting for hours for these things, they are quick to hurry out of God's presence after spending just few minutes. In Psalm 100 verse 4, the Bible says that you must come into God's presence with thanksgiving and praises. In other words, no matter how pressing your needs are, you must not come to God complaining about them. Instead, you must give thanks and praise first. You must realize that the one in whose presence you are is the King of all kings. You are at his mercy and not the other way around. He must first find out the things that he wants and attend to them first. What does God want? He loves praises, like we see in Psalm 22, verse 3. And thanksgiving, like we see in Psalm 100, verse 4. Also, he's looking for people who will intercede for others, like we see in Ezekiel 22, verse 30. And he wants souls, like we see in John 15, verse 16. When you give him these things, it will bring laughter to your face. Waiting on the Lord is the secret to getting instant answers and miracles. When you go to a restaurant, a good waiter doesn't give you his favorite food. Rather, he waits on you to know what you want. Then he delivers it cautiously, as fast as he can. Beloved, have you tried to find out what God wants? When you go to him in prayers, are you serving him his delicacies or just jumping your requests on him? God seeks waiters who will do what he wants, and when he finds them, he goes all the way to satisfy them. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, God goes the extra mile for those who wait on him. God goes the extra mile for those who wait on him. Thanks for joining us and thanks for staying tuned. If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can click on the podcast, then click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Pick on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.